and we'll catch you here next Saturday. Take care of yourselves, folks.
From school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
don't love me like I love him the way that he should. I got it bad, and that ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental, not made of wood. I got it bad, and that ain't good. And just crying my heart out. Lord above me, please make him love me the way that he should. Got it bad, and that ain't good. And when the weekend's over, I'm right back where I started out, just crying my heart out. Lord above me, please make him love me that he should. I got it bad, and that ain't good. Think
about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hey, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
A great record collection and an appreciation for all types of sounds and musical styles throughout history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. I'm Brad Savage, and this is episode number 87. On today's show, we'll ring in 1952, New Year's Eve in London, and we'll hear a top song of that year by a woman they called the Queen of R&B in the 1950s. Also, Andreas Johnson, a singer from Sweden, had an orchestral anthem and a global chart hit in Y2K. We'll also hear a truck-driving 60s tune about a girl on a billboard advertisement circa 1965, and she isn't even real. And recent material by Graham Parker from a recent full-length LP release called Last Chance to Learn the Twist. Well, let's begin cruising one song per decade and over 100 years of music, and we're going to go all the way back to 1912. I've come to find out a lot of songs in the teens and even the 20s are almost more comic sketches or short audio bits that maybe are partial singing and partial narration or storytelling, a little more of a spoken word piece than a song proper. But this is Ben Albert Company and Band, and it's about going to the races. Here's Derby Day, 1912, on Cruisin' the Decades.
It was a beautiful day when we started away with a smile of content on our faces. It's a jolly good treat and there's nothing to beat a rattling good day at the races.
Hello, old man. Where are you off to?
I'm just going down to Epsom, old chap, to see the Derby run.
I've never seen the Derby run.
Haven't you? Well, why don't you come with me then? Let's go for the special race train.
Righto. Get the ticket, will you?
Two first to Epsom, please.
Oh, I should take my turn, old man. It's
yes, old chap, I've done that. I say, Porter, this right for Epsom?
Yes, sir. Hurry up. Just all.
Ah, here we are, Charlie. Which is the way to the golf?
Over there.
The race course, the big old race course.
Why, there's the grandstand on the left.
No, you fool. They're coconut shies. That's the grandstand on the right.
My word, and there's some people here.
Three to one, four, man.
6 to 4, 6 to 4. 5 to 4, the field. 5 to 4, the field.
All jelly, 2, 4, 6 and 8.
10 to 1, you don't name the winner.
on your own aim, the winner. Why, the numbers are up. Who's favourite? What, Lollapalooza? Oh, that'll be me all right. I shall go back a Lollapalooza. I say, listen to that tipster.
Well, what did I tell you? I told you I'd win the first race, didn't I?
Liar.
Well then, here you are, here you are. Here's a tip and a penny of acid drop for a penny.
Hey, say, I'll have one of those tips, old man. Why, back of me, way and a jolly good horse, too, I believe.
Think so? I'll risk a shilling on that, then.
Clear the course!
Who's that gentleman coming along there with a white hat on?
Be quiet, don't make a noise, that's the king. He's got a horse running here today, and I only hope he wins.
So do I. Jolly good luck to him. I say, whose colours are they, that jockey with the cerise cap, olive hoofs, turquoise coat and cardinal tassels to his cap?
I don't know, I think we'll have to get a fashion plate to find out who he is.
Oh, I know. Why, that's Left at the Post. Lord Neverland's colours.
Left at the Post? I say, bookie, what do you lay me Left at the Post?
Oh, I'll lay you 10.
Right, you are, then I'll have a pound each way Left at the Post.
Righto, take your ticket, sir. 1609, a pound. Who's that broke away first?
Balloon!
Balloon?
Yes.
Good.
Well, that's Balloon. It looks like winning, too.
Yes,
Balloon's winning.
Busted.
Another one drinking on there.
Ice cream melted away.
That horse over there, Left at the Post.
Yes.
He's winning.
Good
old Left at the Post.
He's won!
By a couple of men.
I say, darling, go get your money.
Where's the bookie? Where is the bookie? Where's that fellow, the old firm? Where's the bookie?
Lord, lummy, he's bunked. And the rent's due tomorrow.
Never mind, old fella. Cheer up. It was a beautiful day when we started the way with a smile of content on our faces. All our money we've spent, even the rent, to a jolly good day at the races.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world from superpowered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
Fascinating. He, like a butterfly, coquette while sweet Pauline is such a dear little pet.
And little Mary Brown is the homeliest girl in the town. All the boys love Mary. They follow her around, chase her all around. Rabbit and Marie are crying, what's the matter with me? All the boys love Mary. If you could see her face, you'd wonder why. But they ain't got what Mary got, a daddy with a cellar full of you know what. All the boys love Mary, come into the ride. He is athletic, Jeannie is sympathetic, Jay Babette has ghosted quite a chance, while sweet Marie's boy can roll a ride like a van. And little Mary Brown is a sight in the handsomest gown. All the boys love Mary. They used to be content with half of 1%. Jeannie, Jeannie, Babette, and Marie are serving nothing stronger than tea. All the boys love Mary. They love her more when they are feeling dry. They come in pairs from everywhere. Mary winks and leads them down the cellar stair. All the boys love Mary. Coming to the ride.
lead them down the thoroughfares. All the boys of Mary coming to the
You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades, over 100 years of music, and recorded history comes to life with all of these old records. It's pretty fascinating. That is a Prohibition-era popular song, All the Boys Love Mary. That version is by Van and Schenk from 1920, and Eddie Cantor and several other artists of the day did that song, and that was a very popular sheet music song, too. You see, if you follow the lyrics, yeah, Mary, she's okay, but her parents have a cellar full of illegal, enticing libations. That's why All the Boys Love Mary. Kind of a humorous song. There was a lot of kind of novelty and funny humorous songs in this era. On Cruisin' the Decades, if you're new to the program, we pick one song, any genre, all genres represented, for the recorded popular music historical era. One song per decade. So in a one-hour show, we travel more than 100 years in the Cruisin' the Decades time machine. Find all of our playlists and past shows at cruisinthedecades.com. And up next, Stuff Smith. Boy, this is a great one, too. This one is called Sam the Vegetable Man. Hezekiah Leroy Gordon Smith, a.k.a. Stuff Smith, one of the greats of the jazz era, a violinist and composer, and he was famous for what they called the Viper Tunes, songs about marijuana usage. But not all of them, of course, but he was always kind of pushing the boundaries, lyrically speaking. I love his recordings. This one is Stuff Smith, and it's called Sam the Vegetable Man. This is 1938 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Up and down the street, all the ladies seem real green. Alley-oop, any carrots, any peaches, any pears.
Sam, Sam, Vegetable Man.
A nickel here, a nickel there, won't make him a millionaire. But he's happy because he hasn't got to worry or care.
Sam, Sam, the Vegetable Man.
Cantaloupe, sweet potatoes. If you want yellow yams, all you do is holler Sam. He'll bring them to you. And late at night when work is through, Sam goes in for swing-a-roo. When the man's in the stable and the cow's been fed, the peaches and the pears are all in the shed. He's on his way to paint the old town red. Sam, Sam, the vegetable man.
Any apples?
No.
Any pears?
No.
Any yam?
No.
Any gam?
Yeah.
Well, lay 'em on, man.
Yeah. Well, lay 'em on me.
That's why they called him Sam.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Dixie in a boomer's shack, just a little shanty by the railroad track. The humming of the drivers was my lullaby, and a freight train whistle taught me how to cry. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose the freight train blues. My daddy was a farmer and my mama dear. She was the only daughter of an engineer. Sweetie loved a brakeman, now it ain't no joke. But it's a shame the way she kept that good man broke. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 I got him in the bottom of my rambling shoes. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blue. I know I'm old enough to quit my running around. I've tried 100 times to stop and settle down. Every time I find a place I want to stay, I hear a freight train whistle, Lord, I'm on my way. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 I got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blue. I got the freight train blue. Lordy, 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 I got them in the bottom of my rambling shoe. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blues.
I mean, what else can you say about a recording like that? Absolutely amazing. That's Roy Acuff on Cruisin' the Decades, over 100 years of music representing the 1940s era. That was Freight Train Blues. Roy Acuff was known as the king of country music early on, as country and western sound started to get more and more popular into the 40s and 50s. I mean, he joined the Grand Ole Opry in 1938. Really seminal, classic recordings. I mean, virtually everything we play on this show is just that. And it's Music Appreciation, Cruisin' the Decades. I'm your host, Brad Savage. Check out our website. We've got all the playlists. You can listen to all of our shows and find all of our great stations and affiliates and champions of this unique concept in recorded music history. CruisinTheDecades.com. Now, we're going to zip forward in our decades time machine to 1952. In fact, the very, very start of 1952. History in sound. Let's ring in the new year in London, January 1st, 1952.
New Year's Eve, and the Royal Albert Hall in London goes gay for the Chelsea Arts Ball.
For the first time in 3 years, revelers could see the new year in again on its first night. That's because for 2 years past, New Year's Eve has coincided with the weekend. And that's probably why this year's affair was bigger and better than ever before. The fancy dress theme was hunting, shooting, and fishing. And it seemed that half the country was there. But there were even more thousands celebrating in the open. Despite a cold and rainy night, merrymakers crowded Piccadilly Circus for their New Year celebrations. Minute past midnight, and from the dome floated down a huge effigy of Diana the Huntress, together with thousands of balloons, every one of them destined for an early end. There's a reason, of course, for all the destruction, for unless the floats are broken up, the floor could never be cleared for the party to go on. But by 2 o'clock, gaiety had been overtaken by tiredness. And on the spot where they had danced, the merrymakers dropped down to rest. The noisy send-off was over, and ahead now stretched a leap year of 366 days.
Welcome to 1952. So wait, though, at 2 o'clock they just got tired and laid down on the streets of London? Happy New Year! I really enjoy those classic recordings and classic news bits. Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music. Now let's hear one of the top songs of 1952. She was known as the Queen of R&B. The singer, songwriter, actress Ruth Brown, one of the earliest superstars on Atlantic Records. In fact, fans of her music began to call Atlantic Records as a company. They called it the house that Ruth built. This is Ruth Brown with 5, 10, 15 hours. 1952 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Baby, 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 I've got to have you for my own.
Give me 15 hours, and I
music, one song per decade. An audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. A girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel and a picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling freight from Chicago to St. Louis. Lord, I see her every day. A double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl. Look at him, got away. Smiling like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel. Picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Wow, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and towel. In the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if someone would pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. I'm getting bolder cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45 coffee drinking eating time, Jimmy shimmies while I wake up the artist that painted the display. Of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel. The big old highway. Sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real. Better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you'll find tiny pieces of my heart scattered elbow which away. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I do.
There's a fun country truck driving number. That's from 1965, and that one is called Girl on the Billboard. That's Del Reeves. Now, remember, 65, that's when the Beatles and the Who and the Stones and all of the British invasion is happening. That's a nice example of what's going on in truck driving country music right there. Del Reeves on Cruisin' the Decades, a global celebration of the power of the radio airwaves to bring listeners together across vast distances. There's magic in the radio airwaves. We're going to continue along with a solo Beatles track, 1971, from my personal favorite Beatle, because we...
You are listening to Ebony Spectrum and In Black America here on WRCT Pittsburgh. This week, we're going to take a look at the pardon of Marcus Messiah Garvey, and we'll hear from Smile Jamaica and also from Democracy Now. In case you missed it, the Indian activist Leonard Peltier and Marcus Messiah Garvey were pardoned by the outgoing president Joseph Biden.
Senior Lecturer for Cultural Studies and Director of the Center for Reparation Research at the UWI, Dr. Sonia Stanley Nye, is joining us now to discuss the decision announced yesterday by the U.S. President Joe Biden to grant a pardon to our national hero, the Right Excellent Marcus Messiah Garvey, Mosiah Garvey. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm
so good
very
to have
well.
Happy
Thank
New
you.
Year.
Happy New Year.
All the other things that we
yes.
see each other for.
including hiking.
She flanging. I'm dodging it. Because that's not where you're here. Not today. What was your reaction when you heard?
I was elated. I felt very pleased. And I said to myself, this is an important day for Jamaica and the United States, and most importantly, for people in the African diaspora who have been inspired by the work and legacy of Marcus Garvey.
Mm-hmm. And for the people who don't know, let's reverse back, as we would say in Jamaica, mail fraud. Tell us the circumstances surrounding the issue with Marcus Garvey in the first place.
Really, it was a trumped-up charge, of course, at that time. A black man out of Jamaica forging ahead with a global movement in the age when there was no internet. Here we, not only that, you know, a movement for blacks, the persons in the world who were considered absolutely, let's use the word minorities, and of course we know racism, discrimination, all forms of prejudice, and particularly in the United States at that time, when all of these codes were just about to be removed in terms of all of the discrimination. So you have a context in which this trumped-up charge on mail fraud gets slapped on Marcus Garvey. And this was intended, of course, to cripple the movement. Mm-hmm. Of course, it did no such thing. Marcus Garvey became even more popular and inspired, as you know, the movements, Black Power movement, people like Malcolm X, and of course, you know, even all the way to Louis Farrakhan, and not to mention the reggae artists in our own Jamaica who have, you know, in terms of the words of Marcus Garvey, used reggae as a message, music, to inspire the world. And of course, you know, Marcus Garvey was the one that said, look to Africa for the coming of the Black King. So Rastafari as a movement owes a lot to the kind of, you know, predictions, certainly the affirmations of Marcus Garvey.
In your thoughts, did you think, why not exoneration?
You know, I would have loved, many of us would have loved to have seen exoneration, the technicalities around a U.S. president, an outgoing president, pardoning or exonerating such a case. We don't know, but, and I'm not here to tell you that I know all of the technicalities of this, but of course what we do want ultimately is for the charges to be removed, for this slate to be cleared, and this is a first step. Pardon is a first step. We want much more, and I know that the government of Jamaica, whichever administration, people who are advocating, will not stop until we get that exoneration.
And do you think it is likely, with speaking of administrations, with this next administration, do you expect to see anything more come of that particular wish on our part?
I think so. I don't think this is something that we're going to drop. Marcus Garvey is a national hero of Jamaica. Some people, some of us, Simone, we're born, and some of us are going to die in obscurity, not Marcus Mosiah Garvey. And this is important to understand, that the legacy of Marcus Garvey is so significant. But of course, we have a lot of work to do at home. Many schools, many students, many Jamaicans still don't know too much about Marcus Garvey. And that's a failing on our on our part, that our education system, you have to wait till you get to tertiary level or certainly the upper levels of secondary school to choose to learn about Marcus Garvey. This is something we have to fix.
Yep. In the United States and maybe even internationally, do you think this will have an impact regarding racial equality and stuff like that?
I think that misunderstood my question. My question was, in the incoming administration in the States, do you expect to see exonerate? Not our administration's pushing. We will push.
The incoming administration. I can't say. I cannot say. We do not know. Trends would suggest maybe not.
Yeah.
But we don't know. I actually think that we're going to see some surprising things that may be positive, because it's the last term, unless, of course, the laws are changed to suit incoming presidents. But, yes, the fact is that I think your question, though, Neville, was about whether it is...
It will make a difference.
It will make a difference, generally. And I think this moment, it will allow some people who have never heard of Marcus Garvey to hear about Marcus Garvey, to try to figure out exactly who this was. Mm-hmm. But also, I don't think this is going to change the minds of anybody in particular, whether at home or abroad. So Marcus Garvey will remain someone of import to those who are Pan-Africanists, those who are in the African diaspora. And of course, we know there are all kinds of important things happening. So the film about Marcus Garvey was made. Can't remember now the name of the director, but we all had a premiere in Jamaica recently. And of course, the work of the UNIA continues. Mm-hmm. You know, I can name Stephen Golding as a vanguard in relation to that legacy. And the UNIA, the Institute of Jamaica, the Center for Reparation Research, where I am now based, we continue to do the work of repair inspired by Marcus Garvey. Yep.
What do you say to the young Jamaicans who say, all right, so them pardon him? That not help me. It don't make a difference to me. What do you say to
go study the words of Marcus Garvey. Go study Marcus Garvey's philosophy. Go pick up a book and read about Marcus Garvey. You might be surprised at how it is Marcus Garvey can influence you, not only in terms of the thoughts in relation to self-determination, black pride, but also how to become self-sustainable and to look to your own people, build your community, you know? And I think we are moving in a time when that collective spirit is so necessary. That's where we are at today. You know, we tend to look outside of Jamaica for the opportunities, but look at a Marcus Garvey from St. Anne, out of this little country, which I talk about as cartographically absent. If you don't know where Jamaica is on the map, you can't find it.
Biggest little dot.
Biggest little dot. Mm-hmm. And yet we have punched enough above our weight category for a man like Marcus Garvey in the age when there was no internet to have a global movement to inspire black people all over the world.
Amazing.
Completely amazing.
How do we then move forward with that agenda, Doc? I mean, Nev speaks about it with relation to our young people, which would be an elective. Maybe if, you know, there was an account on TikTok. I don't know. I'm just being facetious. Because maybe even then the content wouldn't be sexy enough for the young people. But how do we make it so